This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A state lawmaker who's leading Colorado police reform says the arrests of two Aurora police officers this week shows that new laws are working. CPR Justice reporter Allison Sherry has more.
One officer faces assault charges, while the other is charged with not attempting to stop the violent incident. Democratic state lawmaker Leslie Harrod sponsored the 2020 law that expands the list of misconduct officers can be held accountable for. It includes using banned chokeholds and failing to intervene if they see another officer committing misconduct on the job. This law, and another one Harrod passed this year, also expands the use of body cameras and requires the footage be released publicly. Aurora police did just that yesterday. Harrod says the arrests show that when officers break the law, they will be prosecuted, but that the incident is devastating. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Denver police are teaming up with federal law enforcement on a new effort to tackle gun crimes in the city. Details are coming later today, but the city says it will focus on cracking down on convicted felons who illegally carry and use guns. Homicides in Denver are up 81% over the past 2 years. Colorado's largest school district hasn't decided whether it will mandate masks in schools. Denver Public Schools Superintendent Alex Marrero tells Colorado Matters the district is still building its plan, in part because of new guidance from the American Academy of Pediatrics. They recommend masks for everyone age 2 and older, regardless of vaccination status. Marrero says that's a difficult position.
In my inbox, and as I stroll the streets, I'm hearing equal amounts. So it's 50-50 split of those who are saying that masks need to go away.
He expects Denver schools will reach a decision on masks by the end of this week. This is CPR News.